long.
Oh, come on.
Okay, the gauntlet has been thrown.
We can have a drink.
All right.
And with that, we're gonna pass the baton to little Theodore in our Denver studio, who is ready to play crazy.
Thank you, 23.
Yes.
For coming in. It's been delightful.
And thank you all up there at Electronic Air for 20 years of what you do. That's really, really great. A tip of the plank from here at Under the Floorboards to the Electronic Air folks. I've made a lot of friends there, and Lord knows I don't have a lot of friends, but I do have a lot of friends in the Electronic Air world, and I thank you very much for doing this all these years. And now it's time for Under the Floorboards here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM in Boulder, 1390 AM in Denver, KGNU.org, everywhere else. And we're going to start off with some exposed foreheads, just to kind of keep the feeling going before we get a little further out there.
I'm just fine. I'm not online. Please don't text. What you do next? Not gonna look at your Facebook. Don't friend me. Leave me be. Don't wanna see your selfie. Don't wanna get trapped in the net. I'm not social.
Not social.
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 I won't like your post. I won't friend you. I don't want your cookies. Won't watch your YouTube. I won't see your face. Out on the space, won't go to your place. It's all a waste. I'm not social.
Not social.
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 I won't tweet, don't want to meet. I won't read what's in your newsfeed. I've got no interest in your Pinterest. I don't give a damn about your Instagram. I'm not online. I don't have time.
Not social.
I'm not online. I don't have time.
Not social.
I'm not online. I don't have time.
Not social.
I'm not online. I don't have the time.
Not social.
Thank you. What is Spain? What is Spain?
Thank you.
cacciatura. Between the two main notes, to facilitate the
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Under the Floorboards on KGNU Boulder, KGNU Denver, KGNU.org. We're listening to Sterile Garden from Denver in the background, doing Requiem for a Friendship from an online release. Maybe it exists in real space too, I don't know, offhand. But it is a digital album anyway, online, on Bandcamp, called Momentary Construction. And before that, if I can get my mouse to where I can... Oh, before that we heard Don Campo, a fellow underground DJ, doing part 6 of Life Coach Libretto, all about being a life coach and what that means to you. Before that, we heard RJB from California doing the first track of the side A of a cassette called Experimental Pieces for an Ugly Future. Before that, we heard Echo Beds from here in Denver. At least I'm in Denver. It may not be where you are. The station is also in Boulder, but I'm in Denver right now. We heard from Echo Beds, we heard Deep in the Ether from the Cinder Prisons EP, also that I played offline. Before that, we heard Architect's Office from a CD, a reissue of tracks from the 80s and maybe 90s, definitely 80s. We heard AO307, Once Spain from 1986. Before that, we heard Turpendicular from Tape Rug Productions, from the album called Files for Smoother Louver Lovers. And we started off with Exposed Foreheads doing I'm Not Social from a CD called Choose to Be Human. And we're going to... I finished my spiel a little early, 45 seconds early, imagine that. So we're going to just hear some more Sterile Gardens until the top of the hour, when Real Reality Radio will take over. Yeah, they're going to take over.
The second Saturday of the month, and it's past midnight when the quality of community-supported alternative radio intern Landon
gets much higher.
Or goes to pot, or both.
Yeah, I like both of those.
This is Real Reality Radio, four DJs, four radically different points of view, united by a single theme. But tonight we're going to kick off our show with an interview of a man who has his own Wikipedia page, KGNU's own Little Four Door.
That's me.
I have a question to ask. Why do you always, or almost always, end your shows with this specific tune? There's a summer place.
It's called irony, bud.
Okay, so the irony is that you have happy melodic music juxtaposed against art, audio art.
You think this music is happy? You're sick.
Now, this is actually music from a movie, right?
Yes, have you seen the movie?
1960, was it?
It's all about sexual repression.
Oh. Okay, well, that's pretty cool.
It's all about the sickness of our society.
Well, what's also cool is tonight's theme on Real Reality Radio is, what is it, Chernobyl?
Movie music.
So, what a nice transition between this. Listen, Chernobyl was actually at a organic pizza bar recently, and he picked up a copy of, what is this thing called, Marquee, and there's a review for Little Four Door and Babushka in here. Have you seen this thing yet?
I didn't know it was actually in print.
Okay.
I thought online, but I didn't know it was actually in print.
It is in
so
print.
For everybody it's... out there to see it, and they can laugh at me now.
What is this?
The walk down the street.
Well, no, I don't think so. You got a very good review here. I'm going to read part of it so that our listeners, and I guess you, can hear it for the first time. First of all, it's Little Four-Door and Babushka. What is Chernobyl? What does babushka mean in normal language?
I would say grandmother.
Okay.
Something along those lines. Old lady.
Is that kind of accurate, Four-Door?
Yes, it is. It originally means grandmother in Russian, but then it was transposed onto the scarf that Russian old Russian ladies wear.
Cool.
And I thought it meant donut. Anyhow, this review's truly rejected. And the review says the weird, quote-unquote, category that Little Four-Door filled in their newest 8-song album under the Bandcamp doesn't begin to really tap into the absurdity of the recording.
That's pretty weird.
Okay, so what makes the...
He's saying that's an understatement.
What makes the recording so weird? And, you know, is it lo-fi or something?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. It seems normal to me, but then maybe that's how weird I am.
It says the lo-fi experimental punk sounds almost like something SpongeBob and his buddy Patrick would record during a drunken late-night episode.
Ooh, I could totally enjoy that.
The reviewer assured me that meant it was cool.
I would agree.
Oh, well, good.
You know, I found a song on the internet. Actually, not only does Little Four-Door have his own Wikipedia page, he has several videos on YouTube. And I did not realize you started your career as a performer and kind of do the DJ thing on the side. I didn't even realize you were doing recording.
It might go over some people's heads. What can I say?
You know, if you have not seen...
The timing is kind of... I started off as a DJ just a little bit sooner. Just a little bit.
Okay, so they're more or less the DJ and the performer are kind of two sides of the same coin?
They're kind of interchangeable, yeah. It's just different masks that I put on, you know, when I take one off. And you never know which one's going to go on when I wake up in the morning.
Now, what mask goes on when you actually do the performance piece... Dance of the Salted Slug. Now, if you haven't seen this before, listeners, you need to go to YouTube and look up Little Four-Door, Dance of the Salted Slug. And what it is, there's no words involved with this. It's strictly a performance piece of movement. And the
it's
video...
It's a dance piece.
It's a what?
It's a dance